Boker Tov. Good morning. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah. Daf Tes. Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. Shkoyach again to everyone for coming yesterday. A beautiful siyum. Shkoyach to Liam for covering the past couple days for the bar mitzvah and for a, I thought was an amazing drasha. Beautiful hekif and an uptight of what Daf Yomi is all about. It's truly special. I hope you have more than those index cards that you actually wrote it out, because Azam Maimer deserves to be written out fully. I really mean that. Okay, so let's pick up at the bottom of Ches Amabez. We've been discussing the idea of Yevil. We're going to continue in different topics of Yevil, Tinum of Yevil, and Anointing Yevil. Let's pick it up from the bottom, Tani Idach, Ches Amabez, roughly four lines up from the bottom of the page. Tani Idach, Yevil hi, Matam Alemer. We have another Baisa. Pasuk says, Yevil hi. Matam Alemer, what's supposed to teach you with those words? The fish never vikdash the Shasa Chamishim, Yachel Kshem Shabuk Miskadesh Velechas Mitzchilasa, Kach Miskadesh Velechas Seifa. Just like it's Makudish in the beginning of the year, so too it's Miskudish in the end of the year. Meaning, like, very interesting. Just like the first 10 days, which we're discussing, a Machlekes of Shemel, Bnei Shemech America, and the Chamim, whether Yevil happens automatically, Rosh Hashanah, or you gotta wait till the 10th day when you blow the Shefer, which is the Lashon HaPasuk, on the 10th day you blow a Shefer, and that's what triggers in Yevil. Rosh Hashanah, Bnei Shemech America held that Yevil takes effect right away, whereas the Chamim held that, no, you need to blow the Shefer. So the question is, those 10 days, I have these sort of, I don't know, it's a discussion exactly what level of Kedusha has or doesn't have, but the question now that we're discussing is, what about the 10 days in the following year? Do those also have Kedusha like the first 10 days of this year or not? Says the Marval Tama, and don't be in wonder at the idea that there's an extension to Kedusha into 10 days into the 51st year. After Yevil, Shemir Masif Mechal Kodesh, we find all over where Masif Mechal Kodesh was actually going to be a famous concept throughout Shas. We discussed Ligabi Taisim Kippur, Taisim Shabbos, and it's going to be a big bulk of today's Amun Aleph, that Gemara that we've had all over. Nice Chazara. So don't be alarmed, don't be surprised that we're debating that maybe we should add Kedusha to the first 10 days of the following year. We find Masif and Mechal Kodesh. Tabad Leimer Yevil He. That the 50th year is Kaddish, but not the 51st year, meaning even the first 10 days of the 51st year are not going to be Kaddish. And that price fits well, according to Rishmael Mereshah Berechim Reika, who held the Kedusha Staka starts in earnest on Rosh Hashanah of Yevil without pulling the shear for the 10th. So you need the Drasha to tell me that even though Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur on the 50th year is Kaddish, we don't extend that same Kedusha to the first 10 days of the 51st year, which is very interesting, by the way, because I would have thought it's for exactly for a carrot. If you don't have Kedusha the first 10 days of the 50th year, so you kind of, if you need a full year of Yevil, you're going to have Kedusha the first 10 days of the 51st year. Gemara is taking Mamish the opposite approach. Gemara is saying, I'm not I'm arguing the Gemara, I'm just saying the Svar I would have thought of would have been opposite. The Gemara is saying, according to Mishmal, that the first 10 days of Yom Kippur of Yevil are Kaddish, there could be a Svar of Maisifin, Chayil al Kaddish, and the first 10 days of the next year also Kaddish. But according to Rabbanan, top of the page, Testament Aleph, for Rabbanan, who hold that the first 10 days are not really Kaddish because you need to wait for the Shaver blowing on day 10, so what are they going to do with this Drasha of Yevil? He? It comes to allude to a totally different machlekes that we count the 50th year, but we don't count the 51st year. Or some actually switch the girsa. If you look at the top tesis, short tesis, don't read it. Read it. It's the same type. Just I'm saying it's a more crisp way to learn it. There was a machlekes whether or not Yevil is year 50. That's clear. It's year 50 of the last cycle. Is it also year one of the new cycle? Or no, Yevil is Yevil, and then the following year is year one of the new cycle. So Machlokes Rida Nechamim makes a big difference, right? Obviously, in long term, that's actually, we've got other Gemaras, where according to Yehuda, we were at, let's say, something in history, I forget if it's Matan Torah, there was 50 Yevils, and according to Rabbanan, there's only 49 Yevils. And the difference between the 50 and 49 Yevils were the 2,500 years is the 50 Yevils that they're arguing about. Because the 50 years argument, Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yehuda holds that we count the 50th year, which is Yevil, as also year one. It's Eilu Lekan Lekan. And the Chum say, you don't count it Lekan Lekan. So that's that Lashon HaGemara here is, he had to minor Shas Chamishim V'Achas, or Tais says Achas. He had to minor Shas Chamishim V'Achas. You don't count the 50th year, as we'll see here one. Now, we can review the Damar according to the exclusion of Yudah, who says Shas Chamishim El Lekan Lekan, the 50th year counts as part of the last cycle and be first year of the new cycle. Kamashma Delay. So Yevili is telling me no, Kamashma that we don't go Kabuda. That's what I'm going to say. We hold that it doesn't count for both. It counts only as the last year of this prior cycle. Okay. Now this is a classic case, we've pointed this out many times in Shas, it's just the next 15 lines come up, each Gemara comes up three or four times in Shas, so essentially learning the next 15 lines of Gemara is learning the next three blot of Shas. Because it's really, each one of these come up, at least the second Gemara about fasting, about eating extra the mitzvah to eat on the ninth, right? Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah on the 9th, just like the mitzvah fest on the 10th. It's going to be our final time in Shas, but it's going to be our fourth time. We're only in Rosh Hashanah, only about 10 mesechtes into Shas. It's going to be our fourth time having it already. Let's see. With Mesif Mechal HaKadosh Ben Aleph, how do we know that we're Mesif from Chayil onto Kadosh? Sorry, one point that actually is interesting to point out, Tosfos Be'os says we pass like a Yehuda. And we count year 50 as year 1 as well. Even though our Gemara is saying there are banan, Adarshin gave a lila fuke rida, Tay says we pass like a rida, Rambam says, like we would have assumed, we pass like there are banan. But again, it makes a big difference in our calendars where we're at. I mean, the banan is that we're not so neg. Most Dinah Marts aren't as neg anyway. We don't have Yevil anymore. Shemitah we do have, Yevil we don't. But in concept, in terms of count, Rambam says we go like there are banan, Tay says we go like a rida. Okay, so now we say, what is the source to add from Chol HaKodesh? We had, according to the first pshat, the idea of Yevil He was coming, the idea of Yevil He is coming to Afuke, that the first 10 days of the 51st year, or the first year, are not Kodesh, because there's a meet Yevil He, and you're not Meisif, which there's a mashmais that normally there's a concept of being Meisif. The Mar spells out for us, normally we have an idea of being Meisif. Where is that idea that we're Meisif, we add from Chol? We had Kedusha at the Chol. Tanya, we learned the Braisa, Bacharish of the Kotzish place, that one should rest from plowing and from reaping, he should rest. What's that talking about? Rabbi Kiva says, the Pasuk meant Shemitah. Ain't it Tzarek Lemechav Shukotzish Shashviyas, Shemekah Nehra Sadech Lech Sizmer? Is that Pasuk says in the beginning of Bahar, Sadech Lech Sizmer, Kamech Lech Sizmer? Everybody says in the beginning of Bahar about being careful with Shemitah. So what's this Pasuk of Bacharish of the Kotzish place telling me? Says the Gemara, El Charish Arav Shviyas, Anechos Shviyas. Rabbi Kiva says the pasuk teaching me the idea of Tesvis, of being Meisif Mechol HaKadosh, of adding to Shviyas, that plowing in the end of the sixth year going into the seventh year, or reaping in the beginning of the eighth year coming fresh on the heels of the seventh year, those also are being Meisif, and there's Isra there as well. The pasuk is teaching me a mitzvah to be Meisif on the Kedusha of Shviyas. That's Rabbi Kiva, who learned the pasuk talking about Shemitah. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Machar Shvishos. Rabbi Shmuel says, just like Charish is a rishus, meaning plowing in general is up to the person. You want to plow, you can plow. You don't want to plow, you don't plow. I've cut rishus. So to the reaping that we're discussing over there is talking about reaping of rishus. So just to make one point clear, Rabbi Kiva learned the pasuk of Bacharish of Akatsu Tishbeis is talking about the rest of Shemitah here. Rabbi Shmuel is learning the Bacharish of Akatsu Tishbeis, the rest of plowing, the rest from plowing and from reaping is talking about on Shabbos Kedesh, general Shabbos. Again, Tishbeis, Shabbos is obviously relevant every Shabbos, so it's relevant for the year of Shemitah, resting for the field. So we're supposed to talk about Shabbos, and we're talking about a reaping that is voluntary, like the plowing, which is voluntary. To come to the exclusion of what? Yotzek tzi'aymer shehu mitzvah. To exclusion of reaping, of cutting for the aymer, that's a mitzvah. And that therefore, that's excluded from this year, that can be done on Shabbos. Now, one second. We're saying the tzi'a of aymer is not a rishus. Dafka, the Ktzir in general, which is Rishus, is Asr on Shabbos, like plowing, which is Rishus. But Ktzir, which is a mitzvah, is Asr. Now, why is plowing always Rishus? Why don't you say plowing also could be the plowing in order to get barley for the Eimer, right? Plowing in order to get barley for the Eimer, which also would be a mitzvah, the Chayra. Again, we're saying, just like plowing is always Rishus, it's always voluntary, so to the Ktzir that the Torah is prohibiting in the Pasuk of not reaping on Shabbos is Rishus, to the exclusion that reaping for a mitzvah, for Eimer, is Deicha Shabbos. That's the simple drasha of Rishmael. But it's based on a premise that plowing is always Rishus. L'chor, just the same way reaping is not always Rishus. I said plowing, the answer is very simple. You don't have to plow for the mitzvah. Meaning, if the barley goes, if you don't tend to field a barley field, some barley will end up growing automatically by itself. It may not be nearly as productive, but barley will grow by itself, and that's fine for the mitzvah of Eimer. The mitzvah of cutting it is part of the mitzvah of Eimer, but the plowing is not requisite, and therefore plowing is not considered across the board rishos. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Meisiv B'chol Al Kadosh Minale. So according to Rabbi Kiva, we have a very clear drasha, Bacharish of a Kadosh Hishba, he's talking about Shemitah, and we learn that he's supposed to be Meisiv, he's also do Teisvus Shemitah, but be Meisiv Chol, Meisiv Kadosh onto the Chol, by not plowing in the end of the sixth year, and not reaping in the beginning of the eighth year. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, who used that pasuk Gabi Shabbos, the Gabi reaping on Shabbos, being Matir for the Eimer, how does he know you Meisiv B'chol Al Kadosh? Nafkalam, Tanya, we looked at Reisa, Vinisan, Asaf Shasechem, Petisha, a person is supposed to afflict themselves on the ninth day. Yachab Petisha, sounds like you fast on the ninth day. Tamalev Erev, no, it doesn't mean the ninth day means Erev in the evening, which of course we know is the tenth day, the ninth day. Erev, Yachab Shasech, but if it says Erev alone, I would think when is the Chiv, the mitzvah of Yom Kippur, start the fasting, Dafk, when it's Mamish dark, Tamalev Petisha. Therefore it says, Petisha. HaKetzad, so it does say the word Petisha. So, is it starting at night, or is it starting at Petisha? It says, Mara, Maschal Masanim Bayayim, you start the fast when it's already Bayayim, while still daytime, you Maisif onto the fast a little bit. Malamed, Shemisif, Mechal HaKadosh, that's the source of the Maisif, Mechal HaKadosh, and this is also the source for being Maisif, but Taisif Shabbos as well. It says the Gemara, Ein Yel B'Kinesasai, B'Sezas Min Ayin, I only know that he's supposed to add to Yom Kippur in the beginning of Yom Kippur. And I know the end of Yom Kippur also is Ein to add to Yom Kippur there as well. Tam Lemim Erev Ad Erev, Ein Li, it says Me'erev Ad Erev. Me'erev Ad Erev, so I know that it means from the beginning to the end, I'm being Maisif. If we compare the beginning to the end, just like on the ninth we add, so too, at the end of Yom Kippur into the 11th day we add. It says Gemara, like you just mentioned a minute ago, Shabbos Menayan, how do we extrapolate the din of Teis for Shabbos to this? Tamalem, which we all do, by the way, throughout, especially over here, where Shabbos gets very late. In the summertime, we do early Shabbos. That's a form of Teis for Shabbos. We really do Teis for Shabbos how do we eat Teis for Shabbos? By lighting candles 18 minutes early before Shkia. That's our form of Teis for Shabbos. Says Gemara, Shabbos Menayin, how do you know you're supposed to be Meisif Shabbos? And of course, at the end of Shabbos, we wait for the later Zmanim. Tam Leimar, Tishpasu, Yom Tevim, it says Tishpasu compares Shabbos to Yom Kippur, Yom Tevim Menayin, Tam Leimar Shabbatchem. Shabbatchem is a Ribui, even for Yom Kippur. Ha, Kal Makim. So what's the bottom line summary? Kal Makim, Sheesh, Shvus, Meisif Mechol Kodesh. Wherever there is Shvus, wherever there's a din of resting, or Meisif from the Chol onto the Kodesh, there's a din of Sefes. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah remains, we pointed out 18 minutes, because the idea is 18 minutes before Shkia to add on Teis Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah actually means it's sad that one should light candles, and your Minhag Yerushalayim is actually 40 minutes before Shkia, which is very ironic, because, well, I shouldn't say it's not very ironic, it's opposite. In Eretz Yisrael, it's closer to the equator, the turnover from day to night is much faster. It's much faster, right? The biggest Gedalim in Eretz Yisrael keep 25 minutes till today. From Masa Shabbos, 25 minutes from Shkia, they're doing Malacha. Over here, if you do that, most people would consider you a Mechal Shabbos. My Mamash, because you're Mechal Shabbos. The earliest Mamayas is 40 minutes, 42 minutes, 44 minutes, 45 minutes. In Eretz Yisrael, the biggest Gedalim, when I was living in Eretz Yisrael, as a Bachar, we used to go to Rabbi Yashav Zatzal, to his house, his apartment. We davened Marav in his apartment with him, and right afterwards, he'd fold his talus. Right, which he was waiting to Matzah Shabbos, 25 minutes after Shkia. So the point is, in Yerushalayim, the minhag is they had 40 minutes, okay. But in Chutzlars, the minhag is they had 18 minutes. Mishnah Berurah brings that there's a minute to wait to add 20 minutes. And where does that come from? It's based on the Yerayim. Because Pashtas, we take on that Bein HaShemashas, the time which is twilight, so to speak, not clear night or day, is from Shkia onward. Between Shkia and Seis, the first small kuf of time, right? The Shkia and Seis is the time it takes to walk 4 mil, roughly, compared to time, 72 minutes. So a small chelik of that, a quarter of that, 18 minutes, or sometimes some 13 minutes, some less, is Bein HaShemashas. Yerayim help Bein HaShemashas as Zman before Shkia. So if it's Bein HaShemashas before Shkia, it doesn't help. You're lighting 18 minutes, you're not lighting early. Bein HaShemashas is already a time that it's Safek Shabbos. So when you light candles, when you take on Shabbos 18 minutes before Shkia, you're not doing it according to the Rehim. Again, we're not necessarily that, we're not machmir fully, but we have to treat the 18 minutes before Shkia as if that's already Bein HaShemashas. So if you want to be Meisif Mechal to Shabbos, we go 20 minutes to add 2 minutes to that 18 minutes. That's the Mishnah Berurah's Cheshbon, according to the Iran. Nice Kishmar Cheshbon. Okay. Says the Gemara, now, Rabbi Kiva had a source of Meisim Mechal HaKadosh, from where? From Bacharish V'Katzin Rishishbois, from the Din of Shemitah, adding on Bacharish, not to plow in the end of the 6th year, before the Shemitah, and not to plant, not to reap in the beginning of the 8th year. Rabbi Shmuel brought a source from where? From Yom Kippur, Merav Erev, to Meisif. Ask the Gemara now. So Rabbi Kiva, what is there with Rabbi Shmuel's source? We know Rabbi Shmuel does Rabbi Kiva's source. Rabbi Shmuel says, that pasuk teaches me that cutting the grain, for cutting the barley for the Eimer, is Matar Shabbos. That's Rabbi Shmuel did Rabbi Kiva's source. But now we have to know, what does Rabbi Kiva do with Rabbi Shmuel's source of Vinisem by Yom Kippur? He doesn't need it for Taisus Yom Kippur, because he has that from Shemitah. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Kiva, Hai Vinisem Asaf Shizeichem B'tisha, my Avalei. What does he do with the pasuk that says Vinisem, one should be on himself on the 9th? You don't fast on the 9th. Famous Gemara, the Tanya Chiyah Rav Medifti, the Tanya Chiyah Rav Medifti, Venisim Zaf Shzeichem, Betisha, one should afflict himself on the 9th, Tachi Betisha Mazan, and Vasim Mazan. We don't fast on the 9th, we fast on the 10th, El Lay Malcha, Kol Eichel Vashes Betishi, Mala Allah Kasav, Ki'ilu, Hasada Chiva Siri. Whoever eats and drinks, his Mitzvah and drink on the 9th, whoever eats and drinks on the 9th, it's Mala Love, as if he fasted on the 9th and the 10th. Famous idea. What's the pshat behind it, by the way? We've spoken in the past, many Mahalchim. First of all, Rashi learns that eating on Yom Kippur is essentially a sachan of Yom Kippur. In order to fast properly on Kippur, one needs to bear himself on Yom Kippur, so it becomes a chelik of the mitzvah. Eating on Yom Kippur contributes and helps create the ability to fast on Yom Kippur, and therefore becomes a mitzvah. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lashon actually in Chazal is, in the Rishonim talking about, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brev Chazdei, because the person is going to need to eat anyway to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Brev Chazdei made it into a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat, but that's a Gevurah V'Chana, preparing for the fast for Yom Kippur. The Shiva Lekin also learns it's a Gevurah V'Chana, but exactly in the opposite direction, that we know that the body has a hard time adjusting to contrast. So if a person eats a lot one day, he's expanded his stomach, he's expanded his appetite, yeah, maybe right away, Yom Kippur night, or he won't be hungry, even in the morning, but all of a sudden, comes the middle of the day, he's used to, you know, the feeling, a lot of people have after Yantiv. All of a sudden, by 11:30, 12 in the afternoon, you're starving, you're famished for some massive meal, because on the heels of Yantiv meal, after Yantiv meal, every day at noon, your body gets used to that. So, the idea of ninth day, having a mitzvah to eat, and it to be considered like you fasted 2 days, is because by eating on the 9th, you're actually being meisif on the inui of the 10th. You're adding to the affliction of the 10th, and that's the idea of eating, on the 9th, Shabbat Leket. We also quoted from Rabbi Yain in the past, I think the Ritva brings it, that Yom Tiv, I mean Kippur, most Yom Tiv is supposed to have a meal. Yom Kippur, you can't have a meal because it's a day of fasting. So the Sudas Yom Kippur is the day before on the 9th. That's a Malchum Rabbi Yehuda. First, we discuss various stuff, kaminas, in these reasons. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the end needs to have a suda. Eating just regular foods outside the context of a suda on the 9th day wouldn't be part of the Indian. Right? Some people were makbid to have a second candy in their mouth the entire Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because every second that I'm eating, they held as a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they wouldn't shtim. Because the idea is to have a meal. As long as you have a meal, you had your Yom Tov meal the day before, stamas are eating outside the context of the meal, lechayer wouldn't shtim. Also, what if a person is not fasting on Yom Kippur? For whatever reason, they're not able to fast. So some people want to say, that doesn't matter. Today they can't fast. Maybe tomorrow they'll be able to fast. Yeshua said, Hashem Karavayan. But assuming we don't say that, assuming we're like, this guy is not going to be able to fast, would there be an Indian to have a specific meal today? So first of all, if he's not having a meal in Yom Kippur, even for him there would be an Indian, but according to the other verse, Rashi, the Achana, what's the Achana? He's not fasting anyway, according to Shabbat Leket, trying to make the fast harder, he's not fasting anyway, so according to Shabbat Leket, and according to Rashi, there would be less of an Indian to eat, whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, could be there's still an Indian to have that meal, because even if he's not fasting, he's not having meals, and therefore, there's nafkminas in both directions. Which way we go? There is another mahalach as to why there's a mitzvah to eat on the 9th day. It's from the Achreinim, Rav Yaakov Zatzal, and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal, and Rav Eshev Ber Soloveitchik. They both gave the same idea. We've discussed this, really, we discussed it more in the context of Muktzah with the Rambam. Rambam gives an explanation for Muktzah. We discussed it in Beitza a couple times. We had Rashi saying it twice, but maybe it was once in Beitza and once in Yuma, but we had it twice recently. I think both times in Beitza, Rashi explained the idea of Muktzah is a person may come to carry. The idea of Muktzah is if you're allowed to just pick up anything, you're going to pick up items and carry them. And carry them for shus v'shus, and therefore there's a muktzah. If that's the case, why is the dafka things that are muktzah? What about things that aren't muktzah? Carrying usur and Shabbos, even non-muktzah items. So we explain because a person has to be able to live. He can't let a person can't go on Shabbos without touching anything. So chazal magdir, you can touch that which is muktzah to use, muktzah to utilize, that which is muktzah, you can't touch. But the idea behind it is, haitzah, big chiddush, we discussed this, that was Rashi, that was at least the basis for muktzah. That was Rashi in a couple places. Fine. Rambam learns the idea of muktzah is in his shvisa. And by the way, it's not just Rashi. The Gemara was pretty clear in Beitza. One of the points that I'd say towards the second time we had it, towards us both in Beitza. Now remembering the second time we had it, the Gemara was pretty clear that it was as muktzah. Fine. Rambam learns the idea of shvisa hanikeres. That in order that should be clear, a person, many people go entire week without doing any lamtas melacha, especially today. Right? Our computers, our phones. It's not called writing. It's not called. What is it? Baina, according to Chaznish, electricity, maybe. I'm not minimizing Chaznish, but maybe according to Chaznish, you have Baina, but otherwise, it's Pashas all Darabanas. Not minimizing Darabanas either. The point is, Malacha Daraisas, most people, unless you drive a car and you ignite a fire when you drive a car, that may be a Malacha Daraisa. Even that may be a Grama, but that could be a Malacha Daraisa. But otherwise, the Malacha Daraisa that people do today basically are cooking or in the kitchen, and most people, or writing with a pen. Other than that, there are very few malacha deraisas at the average person does week to week. If that's the case, Rambam already wrote this over 1,000 years ago. What's going to be nicker when a person is resting on Shabbos that it's a shvis for Shabbos? He's just relaxing. He's taking an off day. It's Sunday. He's not. Who says it's Shabbos? By making an isser of muktzah, it makes it by not being able to just move anything and hold anything. Chazal gave it creates a visual of a shvis and a keres. Says Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yashaver, the mitzvah to eat on the 9th is to make it clear we're eating today, and then the next day when you fast is a fasting hanikeres. Not stama, a cleanse, some intermittent fasting. It's a fasting hanikeres. They're fasting for the mitzvah of Yom Kippur. That is Rabbi Yaakov HaSachroinim's mahalachness. Okay, Taraban. Back to more clear yeah,
just a question. It seems to me that we've adopted the drasha of Me'erev and Erev today for both drashas, even though from here it's mashu they exclude each other.
Yeah, it's a good point, 100%. We talk to both. We do Taisus and Kippur, and we have the Mitzvah of the 9th. How are you able to? I'm not sure. I'm sure they speak about it. It's too clever. It's too obvious. Yeah, it's a good point. But we definitely do both.
I mean, we can learn it from the other drasha, but
we don't need.
It, we always talk from the same drasha.
Right. Taraban. That's a good point. Maybe the answer is like you're saying. Maybe the answer is that we talk and don't learn both for the same. We ultimately keep both halachas because we have different drashas for both, but we don't. Maybe we're not using both for the same drasha. I'm not sure. Taraban. Back to Yevil. And there's actually a few points about Yevil that we could have really spoken about yesterday. Actually, I didn't give this yesterday, but we could have touched on it already yesterday. We'll touch on it now. Right, it relates to Yevil. Shefer of Yevil. What's the idea behind the shefer, the bull on the 10th day? We started off today that we blow the shefer on the 10th day, and it's Mechlekes Rabbanan and Mishmeresh America. Is that what triggers the dinim of Yevil or not? What's the concept of blowing a shefer on the 10th day of Yevil? Meaning the shefer that you blow on Hashana, Uri Mishnaschem, actually, if you look in some of the Mechzerim, it brings up, I think, for Haigain, 10 reasons of what the shefer represents. 10 reasons why we blow a shefer. The basic one is waking up from our sleep, it's crowning the Melech. There's many reasons for blowing a shefer. What's the blowing shefer by Shemitah? By Yevil. So the Chinuch actually explains a beautiful idea that it's there to soften the blow. One of the mitzvahs, I mean, a few of the ideas of Yevil are giving back land to the original owners, freeing slaves. This guy went from having a whole slew of slaves and a lot of land, or one slave and one piece of land. Either way, he's got to give it all back. It's very difficult. But what's one thing that makes giving up assets, or whatever it may be, less difficult? When everyone else is doing the same. The shefer blowing was this universal cry that everyone now, give back your avadim, give back your fields, back to the sellers. So if I know, misery loves company, it's the Lushin, and it's a Kedaita to see the Chinuch inside. He writes, Tsar with the Rabbim takes away the Tsar. It's Mamish, misery loves company. So that's the idea. You blow the shefer. Kosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah to blow a shefer. And you blow a shefer. It's like, it's not each person is wondering, is he doing it? Everyone's doing it. Everyone's blowing shefer. It softens that blow. Number one. Number two, on these 10 days that we're discussing, where it was a questionable what the status of this Eved is. We discussed it in yesterday's daf, that you have the Eved. You have the Eved who from Rosh Hashanah we spoke out, stops working, but it doesn't go free until you blow the Shefer. That's if you go, not like the opinion that's automatically from Rosh Hashanah itself, you have to wait the Shefer blowing. The 10 days are, he doesn't work anymore, but it doesn't go free till Yom Kippur. Is he allowed to be married to a Shefer Kananis in those 10 days? Do we say in those 10 days he's already started the freedom process? He's a Yid. He can't marry Shefer Kananis. Or does he still have that dispensation of being Eved Ivri that the master can have marry Shefer Kananis in order to produce more Avadim? It's a Shaila. The Michas Chinuch seems to take on that since the 10th day is really only re-triggering that he was fully free Lemafreya 10 days ago. And therefore, he can't get married to Shechem between because it's going to create that Lemafreya. He was free the whole time. However, the Achorayna want to make it Tali in a Gishmak HaShayla, Ritva, and I forget who else, argues the Ritva and the Rishayna by the idea of Eved Ivri being able to marry a Shechem Kananis. What's the idea? Is the idea that when the master, like we said before, wants to have procreate and have more Kananim, more slaves, so he's allowed to have the Eved Ivri marry the Shechem Kananis solely up to the master? Or no? Once the Torah allows the master to give the Eved Ivri a Shefer to marry, if he wants to, maybe he needs the master's approval, he can go marry a Shefer when he wants. So it could be totally if it's the Eved has own power to get married, or dafka the master. If the Eved has his own power, then maybe till Yom Kippur you have. But if it's through the master's already ceded some of his power, and therefore the Eved wouldn't be able to do it. That's how the Achorayim want to connect the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur to that Machlekes, whether or not it's up to him. Liza, are you saying something?
What about staying with Shefer Kananis? What about staying with one he was given?
Oh, afterwards. Oh, yeah, in the 10 days. Very good. It seems like I'm only from the lack of discussion in that same. Maybe I missed it, but in the part that I saw, I didn't see it inside. So I brought down and it was in a locket. But the fact they didn't discuss it would seem to indicate that was taken for granted that it's okay. But again, le'ra'inu in a raya. It's not enough for raya. Okay. The last point is, before we go weiter, the Mesh Chachma in the beginning of Bahar makes a nice parallel, a nice analogy that Shabbos is to Yom Tiv, which Shvius is to Yev. This really, again, is focused more on where you had it. And then yesterday's Daf, which Leon gave, I gave it in the night shiur, that's why I'm getting confused. I did give the night Daf. But in the morning, Leon gave it, the Gemara discussed yesterday about sanctifying the Yevil, the Shefer. So the Gemara discussed that there's a V'kidashtem. Right, there's a kedashtem that we mekadesh the yevil is the only day the shefer. We're mekadesh it doesn't happen automatic. So the Mesh Chachma's Ketanei see in the beginning of Bahar, he points out that Shabbos happens every 7 days. Of course, we actually mentioned this a week or two ago. There's a mitzvah for us to make kiddush to mekadesh it. But whether we make kiddush or not, we have mitzvah to say to make kiddush. But if we don't make kiddush, it's still Shabbos. It doesn't need us. Shabbos doesn't need us. It's still Shabbos. Yom Tiv needs us unless we sanctify the new month. Mekadesh the chaydush, which will come up in. Comes up in a few months from now, Mekadesh HaChodesh, also be sanctified for the month, which creates the Yom Tov days, work, so to speak, Mekadesh Yom Tov. So too, Shemitah and Yevil have the same relationship. Shemitah is automatic, like Shabbos, every 7 years is Shemitah. Whether or not we, Chas V'Shalom, whether or not we're Noyik Shemitah, it is Shemitah, whereas Yevil, according to the Chumim, they have to blow the Shefer on Yom Kippur to trigger Yevil, without the B'Shalom blowing the Shefer, without Mekadesh, Yevil doesn't start, like Yom Tov wouldn't start without being Mekadesh a new month. Very interesting concept in the Mesh Chachma at the beginning of Bahar. Okay. No, so, Bizman Azeh, it's hard to, you told me Bizman Azeh, you mean back in the day. Bizman Azeh, we have a calendar, so it doesn't count. But you're asking back in the day, you say, Manav Shach, we know it's either 29 or 30. So you have to 30, so it could be a similar idea. It could be, at the end of the day, if you didn't sanctify on day 29, day 30 would automatically be the first day of the month, which automatically triggers that day 15, let's say, is Pesach, the Chayra, you're right. But it sounds like from our Sigya that the Beis Din still has to do that Kiddush. Without the Kiddush, the new month wouldn't start. When you have a 32-day month, I'm not sure how much it would happen if they were Mekadesh the Chayrish. Okay. Tanarban. Yevili, Afabisha, Shamtu, Afabisha, Tekiu, Yachal, Afabisha, Shachal. This is exactly what we were just discussing right now. It's Yevil, whether or not the people stopped doing their, they gave back the fields, whether or not they blew Shefer, Yachal, Fisha, Shilchu, you think even if they didn't release the slaves, Tamil Mehi. Therefore, says he that if the slaves weren't freed, then it's not Yevil. So, according to the different view, the Rida holds that even though there's three elements in Yevil, one is freeing the slaves, giving back the land, is number two, and number three is blowing Shefer, you need freeing the slaves to trigger Yevil. Without that, it's not Yevil. Other two, you don't need. Rabbi Yitzchak, no. Yevil here, Afish HaShamtu. It's Yevil again, even though he didn't abandon the fields. Afish HaShoch, even though he didn't send out the slaves. Yach, Afish HaTako, Tam HaMahu. He says the Tkiya, the Bung Shaver, is the requisite part of Yevil. But according to both of them, we were saying that the actions of the Bezdin, of the people, is part of what triggers Yevil. It's not automatic. Really, like we just explained a second ago, I was saying based on yesterday's daf, but it's here too, from the So Beisi elaborates and says, so we have a rebrain with Miyat. Yevil he says it's Yevil no matter what. So I have a rebrain of Miyat. Who told me to say that the Yevil he is, even though I didn't release the slaves, and the Yevil, that's the action that's required, is the Bung Shafer, maybe it should be opposite. It's possible for the world to be without freeing of slaves, meaning, because it's possible to not have slaves. Today, I mean, there are some third world countries that may be Slav, but today, for the most part, in most civilized societies, there's no more slaves. But to have a situation with no shafer, why would there be no shafer? Another story is that one is given up to Bezdin, namely the Shafer is given up to Bezdin, and therefore, assumption that's always going to happen, but the freedom of the slaves is given over to the people privately, and therefore the Yevil wouldn't be dependent on something that's up to the people privately. It makes sense it's up to something which is up to Bezdin, which is belonging to the Shafer. That's Rabbi Yossi's two Svaras. My Dracha, why is he quoting a second Svara? Chitem, because in the first Svara you're going to say, Yevshel like a Chad B'Sefer Eilim B'Lei Mishlach. You're telling me that there's going to be a Yevil where there's not one Eved in the world to be set free? Very difficult to assume, even in a society that's not Avadim, to assume there's not one Eved around to be free. That's also very uncommon. Therefore, he says a second Svara, Zum Zul Bezdin, Zum Zul Bezdin. Therefore, he has a new Svara that Yevil, Shafer blowing, is given to Bezdin, whereas freeing slaves wasn't given over to Bezdin. That's where Bishlam, Rabbi Yasi, Kitakama Taimi. Rabbi Yasi says his opinion that what's considered Ma'akiv for Yevil, blowing Shafer. What's that Makiv? Freeing slaves. And he gave reasons for that. But according to Peter, who said, I wouldn't say opposite, but who said he said, pulling the Shafer is not what's Makiv. It's the freeing of the slaves that's Makiv. What's his vertigo in that direction? Ela Behuda Maitaima Amakra, Ukrasim Dror Baritz. The Pasuk says, you should proclaim Dror freedom, Bechalaritz, because I'm Mikra Nishafanov, Lathanifanov. And he holds the Mikra is Nishafanov, so we expound. How do we know it's Yevil? When Ukrasim Dror. That creates Yevil. Mikra goes on the fun of, but not on the faith fun of, on the idea of blowing Shafer. So blowing Shafer is not Makiv, whereas freeing slaves, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Makiv, because that's the pasuk right before proclaiming Yevil. Where do we see freeing slaves? Who cross them to her? Says the Mar Tuklam, Dror Lashon Chayres. Seems to be that everyone agrees, Dror is Lashon of freedom. My mashma, where do you see Lashon of freedom? We had not so long ago, Tzipor Dror. We had the bird, the wild bird, right? Tzipor Dror, same idea, freedom. Atanya, Adror Lashon Chayres. Dror's Lashon Chayres, Amar Yehuda. How do we know this? My Lashon Dror, Kimadaya Be Daira. That it dwells in any dwelling place. Umayvil, Schayre Bechamedina. And transports merchants to any land. Dror is a certain level of freedom, a free person. Okay. Now we have a third opinion. We had two opinions so far as to what triggers Yevil. Is it freeing of the slaves? Is it the blowing of the Shafer? Amar Bechiba Abba, Amar Bechiba, third Malach. These two are Bidabesi. In order to have Yevil, you need all three. Kasavi Mikra Nidishafanav, Filafel Fanav, Uli Achrav. The Pasuk is darshan in all three, in three directions. Right before it, that's the din of freeing the slaves. Before, the din of blowing Shafer. And after, the din of returning the fields. And all three of those are relevant to create a status of Yevil. Vachsiv Yevil. What happened to Yevil he? Yevil, we said, was Yevil, he was much was mashma, both according to Beis and according to Yehuda, that certain aspects of Yevil take place even without doing the Dini Yevil. Ahud, Afil, B'chutzaretz, know that our Bar will learn that teaching me the Dini of Yevil apply even to Chutzaretz. Fachse Baris, but says Baris, how can you say means Chutzaretz? Says Gemara, Ahu, Bezman, Shenayg, Dror, Ba'aretz, Nayg, B'chutzaretz. That just means when there's Dror for the slaves in Eretz Yisrael, that's when it's practiced in Chutzaretz, Bezman, Shenayg, Baritz, Enayg, B'chutzaretz, but the Din according to this Shisa Chamim of Yevil applies even in Chutzaretz. Okay, now this whole Shaka that we just quoted, this whole Amud Beis so far, is going all according to opinion that we need a human interaction, whether it's Blank Shafer, whether it's freeing the slaves, whether it's giving back the land, all three, in order to trigger Yevil. Like pointed out before, according to Shmuel Meshach Reich Mreika, right away, automatically, the Yom the Yevil L'Chari starts automatically the second Rosh Hashanah of the 50th year starts. Okay, let's see two more lines and we'll stop. Says Gemara, we said in the Mishnah that Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Netiyas. What does that mean? We spoke out that Netiyas means the din of Arla. That the first 3 years, we know the tree's Arla. So the way it works is, and let's say a tree took hold and was planted in 2 months before Tishrei. By Tishrei, it's already year two of its three-year Erla. It starts year two of the three-year Erla. Its first 2 months represent the full year. First month represents a full year. Menon, the Chsev Shalashanim Arelim says for 3 years, new tree planted should be Arelim. Chsev Shalashanim Arelim is the fourth year, you take it up at Ravai. If you have Shalashanim Tishrei, we know that Shalashanim Tishrei. The Chsev Mereshit Shana, as we just said the other day, that Shalashanim tells me Mereshit Shana, which is Tishrei, so we learn the new year is Tishrei. The link Mishana Shana Menisan, while we learn Shana Shana Menisan, same as that Gemara we had this the other day. The Chsev Rishon Lechem Chatsi Shana, Tana Shana Shana Mechadashim, Shana 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 Mechadashim, Veinan Shana Shana Mechadashim, Mishana Shana Mechadashim. We compare the din of Shana said by Arla to the din of Shana by Tishrei, which doesn't have the word month next to it, and we don't compare it to the Shana said by Nisan, which is of course the Pasuk of Parshas Bai, which is Hachaydish Hazel Lechem Rish Chadashim. So over there, that it's Rishonu the Chatsi Shana. So over there, it does have the word Shana, but also has it stresses very much month. So we compare the Shana by Erla to the by the 3 years of Erla to the Shana of Tishrei and not to Nisan, which has Chadashim with it. Let's pause over here and we'll pick it up from here, Mitzvah, tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.